My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. He is also a Fox News military analyst. At one time, he was the Assistant Vice Chief of Staff in the U.S. Air Force, and he was also, at one time, the Vice Commander-in-Chief of U.S. Air Forces in Europe. With that background, we call on his expertise today to get his reaction to the testimony we heard in the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee today from the former Deputy Chief of Mission in Libya, Greg Hicks, as well as two others, talking about what did and didn't happen on September 11th, 2012, as far as the terrorist attack on the consulate in Benghazi and the administration's handling it after that. And, General, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
A lot of things we are expecting to hear today as a result of the reports we knew going into this. One is that at no point did anyone report that this attack on the consulate was a protest about a video that got out of hand. There was quite a bit of testimony today about military resources or a FEST team ready to go that was ultimately told to stand down. There was the controversy over the talking points that went out on the Sunday morning talk shows. What to you is the biggest issue here?
Well, I think the most important thing is we have people that were on the ground, and Ambassador Stevens, before he was killed, told the Deputy Chief of Mission, Hicks, that he was under attack. So those are the original thoughts of what was going on. And so nowhere in the narrative coming from Benghazi or Tripoli did it ever say anything about a demonstration. Did it ever say anything about a film? And so you now have the original sources, the original people that reported in Libya and Benghazi what was going on. So right away, the credibility of the administration to cover up with Ambassador Rice and then the president, Secretary Clinton, I mean, everything they said was a false narrative from the get-go. As a matter of fact, Hillary Clinton put out a press statement before the annex was attacked that said it was because of the film. And so between the death of Ambassador Stevens and the attack on the annex, State Department put out a narrative that it was a demonstration against the film. So right away you know that they started the cover-up.
General, in terms of the response to the attack, and we know now that it was an attack and not related to the video in any way, what stands out most to you? The order to stand down, the fact that there was perhaps a lot of confusion, that folks back in Washington didn't know what to do? What about that is the most troubling to you?
Well, it is the most troubling to me for the U.S. military to abandon all those people, and there could have been more than four killed if it wasn't for the heroic efforts of the two Navy SEALs that died trying to protect them, plus others. And we have never done that I know in our military history, where we just abandoned and did not try to send in rescue forces. They could have gotten there from Aviano, the F-16s. I used to fly F-16s out of Aviano when I was the Vice Commander-in-Chief of U.S. Air Forces in Europe. I know that scene very well. They could have made it. They said they didn't have tankers. They could have dropped their tanks. They could have recovered at a nearby Italian air base on an island there. And so it is unacceptable to me that we didn't send those forces from Tripoli that we had there. We didn't send F-16s and the FAST team to go in and to try to rescue those people. That was unacceptable, but from the get-go, they had a narrative that they wanted to stick with. It was a political narrative that the war was over, they defeated al-Qaeda.
A couple of quick follow-ups here, General. First of all, we've referred a couple of times now to this FEST team, F-E-S-T, which is an acronym. Real quickly for our listeners, what is that?
That is a combination state CIA DOD team that reacts to crises like this, and they go in and to stabilize it and to rescue people.
And in terms of the order to stand down, the one thing we did not get in the hearing today is any of these witnesses knowing with any certainty who gave the order and specifically why. Based on your experience in the military, who would give that order?
The only person that could have given it was the president, and he had to give it through the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, and the word came out, so it came from the combatant commands and other units below, but nobody could have given that except the President of the United States. That is very clear. And it's very clear now that the Accountability Review Board, in their report, which Admiral Mullen was on, did not put out a good report, and they will not even go to the Congress, to the House Committee, Darrell Issa's committee, and in fact they should. They should be subpoenaed to go there and ask why they didn't interview the Secretary of State, who made so many decisions in this.
Of course, it was back in January that then outgoing Secretary of State Clinton appeared before a House committee and a Senate committee, and her most famous statement when being questioned about the discrepancies between the reports from Libya and the reports from the administration between whether it's a terrorist attack or a spontaneous demonstration over a video, her famous response was, "What difference at this point does it make?" What's your response to that question after today's hearing?
Well, that is one of the most despicable statements that any American has said about such a tragic incident when you lose people like that. It makes a huge difference that our troops know that they will always be protected as much as they can, and we'll do anything to protect them and go after it. She says, what difference does it make? That will live with her till the day she dies. But I can tell you, all the military people that I know, both active and retired, Greg, think that is one of the most despicable statements we have ever heard a civilian leader say in our country's history.
Before we let you go, General, the way it's played out in the hearing today is that Republicans are certainly pressing the issue here, Democrats largely defending the actions of the administration. Is that the way this is going to stay, basically along party lines, or do you think this investigation will go somewhere and have significant consequences at some point?
Oh, it's going to have significant consequences because it impacts two CIA directors, two secretaries of state, two chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, two secretary of defenses, I mean, that are all involved now with the cover-up. And this is going to be the biggest scandal. It is going to make Watergate look like kindergarten because Watergate was limited primarily to the Oval Office. This cuts across the whole security apparatus where people were lying and covering up. It is a dereliction of duty that this nation has never seen before, Greg.
What do you suspect those consequences might be?
Well, I just see what the consequences were in Watergate. If it's far worse than Watergate, the consequences will go right into the Oval Office. When is the exact minute that he knew? We don't have a timeline. And it was well before the Secretary of Defense and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff went over there. And he only talked to the Secretary of Defense one time, so it's obvious he knew that he had given the stand-down order and did not need to talk to the Secretary of Defense or anybody else after that. And then he goes the next day out on a fundraising campaign to Las Vegas. That is a low for the Commander-in-Chief of this great nation.
General, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, he's now a Fox News military analyst, former Vice Commander-in-Chief of U.S. Air Forces in Europe, former Assistant Vice Chief of Staff in the U.S. Air Force as well. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.